According to the Shita Sarambam, it means Maisa Hadlaka. According to the Rashba, the possibility that the Hadlaka can even be before Shkia, as long as the Ner will in fact burn Mishatishka Chama, Shatish Lareg Manashuk, one in fact is Yotze. We also pointed out simply in terms of the meaning Mishatishka Chama, the Machlok is the Rambam and the Mordechai. Whether the Gemara means Tchilas Hashkia, as the Rambam Shita, sunset, or a Sofskia, as the Mordechai writes, referring to Sei Sakochov. In fact, there is a chiddush that the Bir Halacha writes. It's found in Tafrei Shayim Beis, where the Bir Halacha writes that perhaps these two issues could be related. The Rambam Shita that Tishka Chama means Shkia, and the Rambam Shita that the Hadlaka Mikodem is invalid. Why is that true? Bir Halacha assumes the simple possibility. According to the Rambam, the Zman Hadlaka is Shkia Sachama. So therefore, if a person is lighting earlier than that, it means before Shkia. Before Shkia, one can apply what the Gemara tells us, Shraga Betira Mayahane. What is the use of a candle in broad daylight? If it's dark, the candle accomplishes something. However, if it is day, in such an instance, nothing in fact is accomplished at all. So Bir Halacha suggests an interesting chiddush that perhaps the reason the Rambam writes that the Hadlaka can only be done at Shkia and not a moment earlier is because of this sheet to the Rambam that the Zman Hadlaka begins at Shkia. But if you were to assume that the Zman Hadlak is as the Mordechai, Sof Shkia, so therefore maybe then you could allow for an earlier lighting because there is a Tosefes Ner at that point. That's the difficulty the Bir Halacha mentions in Tafrei Shayin Beis, because if that's true, if this is L'shitasei, the Mechaber splits Psak, because the Mechaber cites the Sheet of the Mordechai, that Shkia Sachama does not mean Tchilas HaShkia, but rather Sof Shkia. And yet the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, the Chumra, that the Maisa Hadlaka can only be at that point and cannot be earlier. If it's Zeis, maybe you could argue that one could light before, because after all, the Or will accomplish something at that point in time of the night. Rav Tursin writes in his Sefer what we expressed yesterday, and that is if you assume that no, that the reason the Rambam insists on the Hadlaka during that time is not because of the problem of Shraga Batira Mayahani, but the reason is simply because that the Maisa Hadlaka must always be at the time of the Kiyom HaMitzvah, whenever that would be, whether you're discussing Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, or a case of Shabbos Chanukah, consistently the Rambam assumes the Maisa Hadlaka can only be at the time of the Kiyom HaMitzvah, then these two issues are independent. And if the Chaver maintains that the Kiyom HaMitzvah is after Tzeis, so therefore, the Maisa Hadlaka has to be after Tzeis, even if in principle there would be a Tosefes Or even before, during the period of Ben Hashmashos. Then we went on to mention the following chiddush of that sugya of Kavsa Zakukla and Kavsa Eino Zakukla. In the contents of that Abaye of the Gemara, what happens if the Ner is lit, and again, as I mentioned yesterday, lit in a fashion that it should burn, but suddenly it goes out, is there a need for a new Hadlaka or is there not? Kavsa Zakukla means that that is absolutely essential. One is not Yotzi if simply it burns in a minimal fashion. And in that context, discussing this issue of Kavsa Zakukla, Kavsa Eino Zakukla, that's where the Gemara quotes this Braisa, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rega Manashuk. The Gemara wants to bring this as a Raya, that Kavsa Zakukla. If the Braisa says that the Ner has to burn, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rega Manashuk, so therefore, isn't it clear that if it goes out, you must relight? The Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe the chiddush of this braisa of Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rega Manashuk is not addressing the issue of Kavsa, but rather it tells us a completely different chiddush. What is the braisa coming to tell us? So now the Gemara has two possibilities. Good? Hopefully you saw the Gemara says, number one, Ilo Adlik Madlik. One possibility is the following. This is when one lights. Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rega Manashuk. What happens if you lit and it goes out? That Bryce is not addressing whatsoever. The theme of the Bryce is Zman Hadlaka, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rega Manashuk. Or the Gemara says the following, Inami, the other possibility is L'Shiura. The Bryce is addressing the following. What is the shear of the Ner? How much Shemen must you place? The answer is Mishatishka Chama Ad Shetich L'Rega Manashuk. So that's the Maskana Sagamara, that you can't prove from that Braisa anything about the issue of kavsa. In Erechinami, we assume mikra din kavsa eino zakokla. That price is telling us a completely different chiddush, the chiddush of ilo adlik madlik, or the chiddush of inami l'shivur. Good? Now what does that mean? The Gemara has two possibilities in understanding the statement mitzvasa, mishetishka achama shetichla regel min hashav. Good? Tol sister Amaschel de'i raises the following difficulty. So what exactly does that mean? Let's assume, right, a person did not yet light, and now it is la'achar, that zman, shetichla regel min hashav. So now no one is found on the streets. What would you do? Can you light? Do you not light? How would you assume la'alach? So Tosa says the following chiddush. Well, the Gemara has two possibilities. One is ilo adik madik. The other possibility is inami, l'shiura. So if you assume as the first possibility in the Gemara, ilo adik madik, no, so in such a case then, la'achar shetich l'reg man ashuk, there's no hadlaka whatsoever. But if you assume inami, l'shiura, so therefore the Bryce is just telling you the shir. There is no statement in the Braisa that one can only light Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Regem Nashuk, and therefore, according to Inami Lishiura, one could light. So Tosu says that's a critical nafkamina between Ilo Adik Madik, Inami Lishiura. What happens if you did not yet light, and it is now La'achar Shetich L'Regem Nashuk? So what are you doing, Tosu says? So Tosu writes to me, Komakom in Icher Yadik Misafe, Daha Mishani Shnui Yachrina. So therefore, Tosa says one should light misafe. Ilo adit madlik, no hadlok. Inam lishura, yes hadlokos. Therefore, light misafe. Pashim shat, what would that mean? A person should light, but don't recite a bracha. Safek brachas lahakel. Pashim shat, shitas atosos would be that if a person now finds himself lachar shetich l'regel min hashuk, so therefore, light without a bracha because you're lighting misafe. Good? Tosas continues and writes the following chiddush. However, maybe that was only true then, but maybe it's not true now. Because the Gemara on the very same daf, Lafalfa Beis, tells us the following. B'shasa shakana, minicha gavi shakana v'dayim. If it's a shasa sakana, in such a case, no, then you light indoors. So therefore, Tosu says, if that's true, that we are doing so, and therefore the hekera is for b'nei habayis, so Tosu says, therefore, even if it's la'achar shetich l'regel min hashuk, one can still light indoors. That's the Tosu. So in earlier times, la'achar shetich l'regel min hashuk, you're lighting outside, I would tell you it's a hadlaka misafek. However, Tosu says, b'zman hazeh, ein lano hekera elo l'bnei habayis, harei medalkin mibifnim, and therefore one can certainly light na'bitara safek. And therefore one can light even with a bracha because there is still the persuminisa for the b'nei bayis. So this Tosus suggests many different chidushim. Chidush number one. Ilo adlik madlik, is that a din l'chatchila? Or is that mamish b'di'evit? Tosus seems to assume very clearly, b'di'evit. No? Let's assume you're only assessing that statement, ilo adlik madlik. Is the Braisa telling us that that is the most opportune time to light? Or mamish, does it mean bidyevid? There's no hadlaka. Tosus clearly assumes if you subscribe to ilo adlik madlik, it's likuva. The only basis for hadlaka lachar shetich l'regel min hashuk, Tosus says, is the Gemara has shinui achrina, another teretz. But according to the first teretz of the Gemara, ilo adlik madlik, mamish bidyevid. That's against the Rashba. The Rashba writes in this sugya, chafalafan beis, that's not true. The Rashba writes, the Mishnah tells us in the Seches Megillah, kol mitzvah shebalayla nohagos kol halayla. A mitzvah which applies during the day, all day. A mitzvah that applies at night, all night. Therefore, the Rashba writes a very great chiddush, that tichla merga man ashok is the mitzvah namochar. That's the ideal time to light. Kol dem shetichla merga man ashok. However, lachar shetichla merga man ashok, there's still a kiyum mitzvah of hadlokas ner Chanukah. Let's assume, for example, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. So no doubt, Kriyas HaMegillah, part of that kiyum is persumin yisa. We had mentioned earlier that Kriyas HaMegillah b'tzibur is not just simply berov am hadras melech. It's a different kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah. It also says a suffix in Megillah Daf Hei, whether you make a bracha when you lay in the Megillah b'yechidus. That's not just Rovam Hadras Melech, the Mishnah Bigurim. That's part of the Pirsum in Issa. Now let's assume it's 3 in the morning, and for whatever reason a person didn't hear the Megillah. So you would tell them, too late. Beino Ben Atzmo, don't read the Megillah. Of course read the Megillah. A mitzvah which is no heges v'layla mitzvah sakol halayla. The Rashba writes, who had dinamim when it comes to Ner Chanukah? According to Rashba, it's clear that there are two halachos of Ner Chanukah. There is a mitzvah sadlaka, a maisa ha-mitzvah, like Mikra Megillah, like other mitzvahs, and there is an additional kiyum of Pirsum in Issa. But there's an independent mitzvah sadlaka, even if it is completely void of that element of Pirsum Hanes. And therefore, even lachar shetichla regam nashuk, one can still lie. The Gemara tells us that that's the Zman. That's the Zman where you'll have Hadlaka Saneros together with Pirsum in Issa. But the Gemara does not necessarily state explicitly that B'di'evin, one would not be Yotze. Tosos Kali assumes not that way. Tosos assumes Ilo Ad L'Gmadik is not just a mitzvah namuvchar. That's Likuva. A further Kiddush of Tosos. Tosos says, it's Makev. But this is all if you assume the first teretz of the Gemara, Ilo Ad L'Gmadik. But if you assume Inami, the Shiura, this is not true. And therefore one can like Lachar Shetich L'Regem Anashuk. Tosus just says that lahalacha, we have to be chayish for both shitas, so therefore we'll treat it as a safek. According to shita A, do not light. According to shita B, light. Is that such a devar pashut? The Gemara says that look, you can understand the brisa and the seches ofrim. Mitzvasa mishatishka chama shetich l'regem nashuk, referring to two different things, either the zman halacha or the shemen, the shear. Does that necessarily mean there's a machlokes? Answer A disagrees with answer B. Answer B disagrees with answer A. Is that really true? Very often you'll have in the Gemara. No, the Gemara will have a Mishnah Brayso, so the Gemara will have a machlokes amaraim. Does the Mishnah mean A? Does it mean B? It could very well be that both are true. Both are true. The question is, hacham ayaskinan? Is that what the Brayso is coming to tell us? Very often you have that in the Gemara. Tosus assumes that no, there's a real machlokis between the two days. The Rambam, for example, disagrees. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalef of Chaschanaka, both are true. Ilo Adlik Madlik and Inami Neshura, both are absolutely true. The Rambam writes, La'achar Shetich L'Regam Anashuk, you cannot light, period. The Rashba writes, you can light according to everyone. Tosa says, you light misafek. The Rambam writes, nothing. There is no hadlak alachar shetich l'regem anashuk. The Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is only when there is that possibility of pursuing Issa. There's no independent mitzvah hadlaka aside from pursuing Issa. The whole purpose is laharos l'galos hanes, pursuing Issa. If there's no Pirsum in Issa, there's no mitzvah sadlaka. And therefore, lachar shetich l'regem anashuk, you have no leg to stand on. Not a second teretz in the Gemara. There's no possibility at all. That's the Rambam Shita. There's no hadlaka lachar shetich l'regem anashuk, an important chiddush. Where do you see that there's a mitzvah sadlaka independent of Pirsum in Issa? Where do you see that? That's true. When you look in the Rambam, in those Prakim, Perek Gimel of Chaschanukah, Perek Dalet of Chaschanukah, the Rambam only speaks about that element of the Pirsum Hanes through the mitzvah of Neiros. Not that there are two halachos. There's a mitzvah sadlaka, as a zecher l'neis. Then there's a concept of Pirsum Inisa. No, the Rambam writes, Laharos the galos hanes Pirsum Inisa, Lachar shetich l'regem anashuk, no mitzvah sadlaka whatsoever. Pashim Shad, according to the Rambam, the following. The Rambam understood that there's no mitzvah sadlaka void for Pirsum in Issa. But number two, what do you mean it's a separate teretz? Inami l'shiura. So what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? What, the second teretz denies mishatisha chama shetich l'regem anashuk? It's a machlokes. According to the first teretz in the Braisa, therefore what? You have to light at a time that people consider a Chanukah. And even someone disagrees with that. Inami the Shiura means that that's not true. You can light at 3 in the morning. There's such a day, otherwise there's no such day whatsoever. I'll even ask you a further difficulty, no? What does Inami the Shiura mean? No? What does that mean? Let's assume for argument's sake, the Zman of Tishka Chamashetich HaRog Manashuk, how long is that? So it's somewhat unclear. I mentioned yesterday's shiur, the Rambam writes, Kich Chatzi Shor Yosef, right? A half hour or longer. Why does the Rambam sound so vague? Poshub Shah, because it's not a shir kotzub. It's not like kazayis, or revias, kosebes. Persumin Issa. So you're asking me, what is the Zman of Persumin Issa? Mechora, right? That depends. The Ritvan Arsugya is explicit, right? That it depends on Zman and Makom. Not every community is the Zman of Tichle Reg Manashuk the same. For us to argue that Tichle Reg Manashuk is like the Rambam a half hour after Shkia, they didn't have electricity, so people were up at the crack of dawn, start to get dark, they made sure to find themselves in their homes, and they didn't venture out. Let's assume for argument's sake. Tishka Chama Shetichle Reg Manashuk is, we'll call it a half hour like the Rambam does. Kichatzi Shor Yosef. So what does Inami the Shiura mean, according to Tosis? That's the shear of what? How long the candle has to burn? How much shemen you need? Why should that be? You're lighting at 3 in the morning. What is the shear? The shear is, Mishatishka Chama Shetichle Rega Manashuk. Whatever that amount of time would be, we'll call it a half hour, an hour, why is that relevant at 3 in the morning? If you light your Shkiyas Acham, it's very relevant, no? Because you put in that much oil, the candle continues to burn as long as people can perceive the Neros. Great. You're lighting at 3 in the morning, and there's no Persumin Issa, somehow, Kach Yisnu, Kach Nikvu, that this is the Shir. And what does it correspond to? Because had you lit earlier, that's how much oil you should have because of Tichle Rega Manashuk. Bashab Shat, the Rambam assumes that. How can that be? Why should that shear be relevant at 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning? In fact, if you look in the Rambam interprets Inami l'shiura differently. The Rambam writes there's no machlokes. If you hold as the first day of Ilo Adit Madlik, you mean to say there's no shear? You light something that will burn for a second, your yotzei. And if you hold Inami l'shiura, you mean to say it doesn't matter when you light? You can light at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. No, these are two pshatim in the braisa, but both are absolutely true. Everybody agrees, ilo adik madik. In fact, according to the Rambam, you could ask the following difficulty, no? If this is not a machlokes at all, and everybody agrees that there's no independent hadlaka aside from persumin issa, so what does Inami l'shiura mean? A person got a late start, and he is lighting now 10 minutes before Tichle Rega Manashuk. Good? So how much shemen does he need? A half hour's worth, an hour's worth. How does that make sense? No? Why do you need a half hour's worth of shemen? In order that the ner should continue to burn l'achar she'tichle rega manashuk, where the Rambam says is meaningless. How do you understand Inami l'shiura? So the Briskarab points out, if you look in the Rambam carefully, you know what the Rambam says Inam l'shiura means? The shear of Shemin is Ad she'tichle rega manashuk. That's what the Braisa means. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ad she'tichle rega manashuk. And what is the shear? That's exactly it. The shear is Ad she'tichle rega manashuk. Not that you take that amount of time, right, in a vacuum, and you plug that into whenever you happen to light. You light at 3 in the morning, have enough shemen that if you lit it shkia, it would burn until Tichle Rega Manashuk. The Rambam writes, the shear of shemen is Ad she'tichle rega manashuk. If you're lighting 5 minutes before shkia, 5 minutes before Tichle Rega Manashuk, Poshav Shad, according to the Rambam, 5 minutes. How do you understand the other possibility if there's no kiyum l'achar she'tichle rega manashuk? Cheftzi shoner, when there is no kiyum. One could question, according to the Rambam, is there a minimum shear at all? And a minute before she'tichle rega manashuk. So you light a minute's worth. Is there any shear at all? Inam l'shiura means that the ner should continue to burn out shetichla regem nashul. So far you have three shitas. Now in Tosus's case, a person finds himself lacher shetichla regem nashul. According to the Rambam, nothing. Move us to the chliyuskom. Better luck tomorrow. According to Tosus, like misafek. According to the Rashba, like with the bracha. The Torah's vaday. A mitzvah shibalayla, zman kol alayla. If you look in the Ritva, a fourth possibility. Ritva mentions his name in the Sefer Trumos. Bizman HaGemara, you light outdoors, and all of a sudden it's very late. You look around, no one's outside. Mamish lachar shetich l'regam nashuk. So what do you do? You know what the Sefer Trumos writes? A very great chiddush. Light indoors. You're lighting outdoors because of the outward persimmon isa. It's lachar shetich l'regam nashuk. So you know what? So light indoors. That's the Sefer Trumos writes. It's for the shita. This is mufurish against Tosus, no? Tosu says that bizman hagamara, you're running late. So what do? You light misafek. According to the first day, you're not yotzi. According to the second day, you're yotzi. So light misafek. Then Tosu quickly adds, no, however, the reis chiddush bizman hazeh, what do you mean? We're lighting indoors. So therefore, the persimmon is directed inwards. Therefore, one can even light lachar shetich l'regem nashuk. So ask a simple question. So isn't that a better eitzah? Like the Sefer Trumos? Why should you light outdoors misafek if you can light indoors? And be yotzei l'chaladeos. Why didn't Tosus think of that? Tosus immediately tells us that bizman hazeh light indoors. So why didn't Tosus suggest that it lights it earlier? So just posh up shad. No? Tosus is assuming that in earlier times, that was not an option. That was not an option. What the Ritva writes, that even in earlier times, a person could light indoors, Tosus assumed that's not true. For us, it's an option. For them, it was not an option. So therefore, Tosus has two tiers. For them, you're going to light misafek. For us, light petaras vaday. What is that machlokes? Whether for them it was an option or whether it was not? The following issue, when the Gemara writes in Daf Chof Aleph Mudbeis, Shas Asakana, Menich Al Gabi Shulchan Avedayo. Was that a new takana? Was that a new institution? Or that wasn't a new takana at all? There's a mitzvah sadlaka. Where do you light? The answer is light in the area where there's the greatest persimmon isa. That's all. So if you can, light outdoors. If you can't, light indoors. If you're living b'shas ha-sakana, indoors. Was that a new takana? B'shas ha-sakana menich al shulchan v'dayo? Maybe not. There wasn't a new takana whatsoever. What was true now was always true then. That's the Sefer Trumos, no? That's why the Sefer Trumos writes that even in earlier times, if there were no longer people out on the street, there's light inside. Why doesn't Tosus assume that that's true? Because Tosus assumes, no, that the initial takana was Pesach Samuch L'Shus HaRabim. Lighting indoors was not an option at all. For us, it's an option. There was a period of time where it was considered to be a sakana. However you understand sakana, mamish sakana, or it's tzorech. The Ritva writes, maybe lav davka sakana. Maybe it just means it's tzorech. And because of that particular tzorech, the Chachamim now instituted a new makom hadlaka, shulchano. So this is true post-takana, but not pre-takana. And therefore, it also says they had no choice but to lay misafek. We have an option that they could not exercise. It's a fascinating machlokes, no? B'shas ha-sakana, menich ha-shulchan ha-vedayo, a new takana? This was the old takana. This was always the case. So that's why Tosas disagrees with Sefer HaTrumos. According to Tosas and Utakana, according to Sefer HaTrumos, that no, this was the old Takana. And therefore, that was an option even then. So, four possibilities. Ma'achar shetich l'regam anashuk. Either do not light, light misafek, light vaday, or light indoors. Four possibilities in that case, the Tosas raises. Fascinating machlokis then, Sefer Chumas and Belia Tosas. When the Gemara tells us, B'shas HaSakan, this is an observation. You can't do A, do B, that is always true. Right? Or is this a new halacha? We just discussed Bapris Mila, not an exact mashal at all. We just discussed, no? Let's say you can't have a Bris Mila, Nolad Maho, or there was already a circumcision before the person was Jewish. So you can't have another bris mila. What do you do? Hatafas dam, is that a new halacha? Hatafas dam bris? No, it's not a new halacha whatsoever. Mila means mila priya hatafas dam. So if you can't do A and you can't do B, you do C. Right? That was the chiddush tosuk suvas heman beis. That every bris mila requires hatafas dam. That's one of the chelke hamila. So you're asking, what happens if there's no or hamilas or hapila? So there's no one, there's no two, there's three. It's not a new takana, not a new halacha, new din daraisa. This is the old halacha. These are multiple components of the mitzvah, and whenever A can't be done, of course B kicks in. This machlokes between Tosfos and Sefer HaTrumos, Boshav Shat, is also very relevant to machlokes between the Gon and Magen Avraham. The Gaon writes the following Chiddush. This is found in Taf Reish Ayin Gimel Hilchos Chanukah in Siv Katan Hey. The Gemara tells us, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Osur Lihishtameish La'ora. Unlike Ner Shabbos, what we just discussed, the whole purpose of the Ner Shabbos is Lihishtameish La'ora. If you're not, know that Reich HaRab, what we discussed yesterday, Sheminech Nevi Yetzei, Tosa says, Abrach Levatolo, no. The purpose of Ner Shabbos is, One, Kavod, not when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Regarding Ner Chanukah, Osu Lihishtamesh Leora. The Gemara never spells out exactly why that should be true. Why do you say Osu Lihishtamesh Leora? The Gemara never says so explicitly, but the Ran writes the following Chiddush, because Dumi Dimanor Shebe Mikdash. That's an important Ha'ara. The menorah in Mikdash. Of course, that's the Mishtamesh Leorah. You're not allowed to be Mishtamesh in any aspect of that which is Hekdash. So that's what the Ran writes, that the reason that's the Mishtamesh Leorah is because of Nero Shebe Mikdash. That's an important Chiddush. We'll have to discuss that in another later Shiurim. It seems very reasonable, maybe very obvious, now that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is keneged v'neis l'pach ha-shemen, good, keneged the mitzvah sadlaka of menorah and mikdash. But is that really true l'halacha? Are there parallels between hadlaka in mikdash and the mitzvah ner Chanukah? The Gemara never says so explicitly. For example, when the Gemara discusses what should you use, so the Gemara mentions, how about Shemen Zayis? What's so special about Shemen Zayis? You know what the Gemara says? Because Ditzolul Tvei. Because that gives off a beautiful light. The Gemara doesn't say, maybe what you would have said, Shemen Zayis, that's the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros and Mikdash. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara simply says, because Ditzolul Tvei. But the Ran writes, Asli Shamesh Yor is because of that point. The Gemara debates whether hadlakos mitzvah or hanachos mitzvah, no? Why should you assume hadlakos mitzvah? Rashi says, because of Neros and Mikdash. Neros and Mikdash was a mitzvah sadlaka. So therefore, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah sadlaka. So the Ran writes, that's the basis that sugi of osli shtamish liora. The Mechaber adds the following Chiddush. Mechaber in Tafrei Shem Gimel that Osel Yishtamesh Leora Afilu Tashmish Kedusha. How do you know that that's true? Maybe Yosli Shamishah means casually. Don't read the paper using the Ner Hanukkah. But how do you know it applies to Tashmish Kedusha? How do you know that Letzorech Mitzvah, for example, that one cannot utilize the Ner Hanukkah? How do you know that that's true? So that's the comment of the Gon, the Bir Hagra, Tafreshayin Gimel, Sivkot Nei. The Gon writes, it's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara raises the following question. What if you have to choose? What if it's Shabbos Hanukkah and you only have a single candle? You can either use it for Ner Hanukkah or you can use it for Ner Shabbos. So what do you suggest? That's where the Gemara spells out that the Ner Shabbos is adif because of Shalom Bayis. So the Ner Shabbos takes precedence. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gon writes the following Ha'ara. Why do you have to choose? Why not let the same Ner be used for the Ner Shabbos and for the Ner Hanukkah? Why do you have to choose? Ah, you'll tell me what chavilos? That's a din lechatchila. No, use a separate koshel bracha for every mitzvah. Lechatchila. You can't combine. Why can't you combine? So the Gon writes the chiddush. That's the makor of the mechaber. Asli ishtamish ora, afilu tashmish kedusha. You can't combine. Because categorically, one cannot be nehneh from the Ner Hanukkah even for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. That's the makar. And therefore, asli ishtamish ora, afilu tashmish kedusha. That's the har of the Gom. It's chiddush, the mechaber is clear in the Gemara. So Rav Turzin points out, and that's Sefer, the Kutra, Chanukah and Megillah, is the following Ha'ara. That sounds like the Sefer Trumos. Not like Tosos. How? And I'll tell you very simply. You know why you can't combine? Because of the Makom Hadlaka. The Ner Chanukah, you have to like Mi Bachutz. What do you mean combine? The Ner Chanukah you're letting outdoors. The Ner Shabbos is obviously Besov based on that. Rosh Hashanah. So you know why the Gemara didn't suggest just simply use the same candle for both? Because of a pragmatic concern. Because of the Makom Hadlakah. Oh, obviously you can't use one for both. But not necessarily because Osli Ishtamish Havitash Shal Kedusha. What's wrong with that answer? Hashem shot the gonus and went to Sefer Trumos. That even kodem hatakana, even before what the Gemara tells us, b'shas hasakana, minich al shulchan v'dayo, lighting indoors was always an option. Ma'akir t'vas is in the Sefer Trumos. You can't light outside, light inside. That's what the Gon's assuming also. You only have one Ner. You're going to need it inside. If the only problem was makom hadlaka, it's not li'ikuva. You could light it indoors. So why isn't that an option? That's the answer. The makom hadlaka is not an insurmountable problem. Because you could always light indoors. Why should you if you have an option of lighting outside? B'shasa sakan is just simply exercising plan B. But that was always true. This is against the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham writes, take a look, Tav Reish Ayin Ches, you've cut in veins. It's the following Chiddush. Oh, great Chiddush, the Magen Avraham writes. The Gemara says, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Adif. You know what the Magen Avraham writes? The opposite of the Gemara. The Magen Avraham writes, that was true then the Ner Shabbos was inside, the Ner Chanukah is outside. So doubling up was not an option. So you have to choose. So Ner Shabbos Adif. But the Magen Avraham writes, for us, who as Tosa says are lighting indoors, we don't have to choose. And therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, light one Ner, which is Ola Khan and Ola Khan. Let it be the Ner Shabbos and let it be the Ner Chanukah. I usli ishtamish leora. Yeah, of course, generally, usli ishtamish leora. But what's the other plan? Since usli ishtamish leora, therefore what? Don't fulfill the mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Who says that usli ishtamish leora is ad kedei kach that even if it means don't fulfill the mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham writes, you have a single candle. You're going to light it for the Ner Shabbos. The only way you can use it for the Ner Chanukah is if we assume utli ishtamish leora, so do that. So now I'll ask you, no, so why didn't the Gemara say such a thing? Doubling up, Magen Avraham assumes like Tosus against the Sefer Trumos. Doubling up in that time was not an option because the Makam Halakha was Likuva, Aishasa Sakana. That was a separate Takana. Not just simply that was always the plan B. Nasa, fascinating issue. At the Machlokas Rishonim regarding this case of Machar Shetich L'Regel Menashuk. Again, the extreme positions, the Rambam Shita, that there's no Kiyam HaMitzvah at all, Achar Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, L'Chulei Alma. And the extreme of the Rashi that says, no, a mitzvah Shebalai, this Kol HaLayla. That's a very important issue. To what extent is there a mitzvah Sadlaka independent of, right, Pirsum and Issa? Or do you assume that that's not true whatsoever? That the mitzvah is just Pirsum HaNeis. There's no mitzvah of Hadlaka independent of Pirsum HaNeis. If you take a look, for example, the Shar HaTzion, Tafrei Shein Gimel, Os Yud Zayin, Shar HaTzion writes, very much Halacha L'Maisa. A person is in a situation where there is no one, no Jewish person is going to see this Ner Chanukah. A man is traveling, he's in his hotel room, he's going to be lighting. There's no Pirsum HaNeis even during the Zman Hadlaka. What do you do in such a case? You light with a bracha, you light without a bracha. Is there a mitzvah sadlaka independent of Pirsum HaNeis? The Shar HaTzion writes, this is a machlokas, the Chemed Moshe, the Magen Avraham. According to Chemed Moshe, one can recite a bracha. According to Magen Avraham, one should light, but light without a bracha. Boshav Shav, this is an extension, right, to this machlokas Rishonim. Whether there's a mitzvah of hadlakas and eros completely independent of Pirsum HaNeis. Interesting chiddush. Again, as mentioned, you look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet. The Rambam does not mention that there's a mitzvah hadlaka. The mitzvah is legalos lefarsum HaNeis. Not that there's an independent chovas hadlaka because of dumya demikdash. The mitzvah is one of Pirsum HaNeis. That's all you find in the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam exactly writes that Tichl Reg Ben Ashuk is mamish likuva. Not just a din lechatchil at all. The Gemara tells us in terms of Maisa Hadlaka, right, there are different tiers, as you know. The Gemara tells us there's Nikar HaMitzvah, Ner Yishubeso, there's Mahadrin, which is Ner Lecho Lechem B'Yechad, and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. That, the Gemara tells us, is even a third possibility of Machlokas Beisila Beisham. Let's begin simply by discussing Hidr Mitzvah in the broadest sense. And then we'll have to discuss the further issue, what is the relationship between Hidra Mitzvah, B'chol HaTorah Kula, and Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Can one equate these two halachos? This Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, is this simply a form of Hidra Mitzvah that applies to mitzvahs generally? Or maybe that's not true at all. Maybe the whole equation of Hidra when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs and Hidr when it comes to Ner Chanukah is not necessarily true. Who says that one can equate the two? Now, you're familiar with the Chiddush, the Briskarav, the Lashitaseis, the Rambam, the Tur, the Rama. What is true of Ner Chanukah is true of Brismila. that point itself, can one necessarily assume that what is true of Ner Chanukah is simply just a reflection of the obligation of Hidra Mitzvah in general? Let's begin again just discussing simply the aspects of Hidra Mitzvah, and we'll see its relationship to the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. In terms of Hidra Mitzvah, the clearest Mari Makom, where the Gemara deals with this, is later in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel Mud Beis. That's where the Gemara Doresh the Pasuk of Zek Keli Van Vehu, where the Gemara tells us Yisna'e Lefanav Mitzvos. Right, fulfilling mitzvos in a beautiful fashion. That's the key of Yidur Mitzvah, Zek Keli Van Vehu. The Gemara gives us examples. Sukkana, Lulavna, Shofarna, Tzitzisna, Sefer Torahna. Those are examples of Hidur Mitzvah. Some of them are obvious. Chefte Shal Mitzvah simply should be an object of beauty. Gemara says Tzitzisna. We once discussed in earlier Shiurim when Rashi cites this in Baba Kama Daptes. Rashi doesn't say Tzitzisna. Rashi says Talisna. It's interesting Chiddush. Beget, no? When the Gemara says Tzitzisna, what does that mean? Tzitzios. Rashi writes, again, Baba Kama Daptes, Talisna. Interesting Chiddush. That's a key of Yidur Mitzvah. Is that really true that the Beget is considered to be part of the Chefta Shal Mitzvah? That that's included in Yidur Mitzvah? Yidur Mitzvah, when it comes to mezuzah, a person has a beautiful mezuzah. A person must have a beautiful room, a beautiful house. That's part of the Hidra Mitzvah Mezuzah. What's wrong with that mashal, right? The house is to mezuzah as the beged is to tzitzis. No, but Rashi writes that beged, no, that's part of Hidra Mitzvah. The Gemara says, for example, kulmosna. That's one of the cases in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kulmosna, that's interesting Kiddush, no? What does that mean? A beautiful pen, right? When you're writing a Sefer Torah, right? That should be beautiful. The Gemara says, "V'karchu b'shirayinai." Interesting Kiddush also. Now the shirayim which are used to adorn the Sefer Torah, that also is considered to be, right, Hidra Mitzvah, also Kiddush. That's part of Chefta Shal Mitzvah, so to speak. The adornment. Is that really true? Having a fancy esrog box, that's Hidra Mitzvah. That's comparable to shirayim nine. But this is all one level, right, of Hidra Mitzvah. In one word, right, what type of Hidra Mitzvah is that? And Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis? Cheftza. The Cheftza should be Mehudar. Right? Lulavna, Shofarna, Tzitzisna, Sefer Torahna. That's all Hidra Mitzvah in terms of the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. But then there are examples of Hidra Mitzvah which do not seem to relate to Chefta Shal Mitzvah. Maybe Hidra Mitzvah in a very different sense. Hidra Mitzvah in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Shlemus HaMaisa, the fact that the Maisa HaMitzvah should be done in the most pristine, most complete manner. That also may be included in the concept of Hidra Mitzvah. Where do you see that this is true? Hidra Mitzvah, not in Chefta Shal Mitzvah, but in terms of Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyum Mitzvah. One of the examples of Hidra Mitzvah, the Gemara mentions Kuf Lamed Gimel, is Bris Milah, technically speaking. In order to perform Bris Milah, it is necessary to move Rov of the Orla. But removing the Orla in its entirety, what the Gemara calls Titzin She'ein Makvin Esamila, that the Gemara says is Hidra Mitzvah. And there also we'll have to discuss. And for tomorrow, I'll take a look at that, the Sugya, take a look at the Briskarav. Is that the same type of Hidra Mitzvah? Poshim Shat, Sefer Torah Na, Lulav Na, Sukkah Na. Now, what does that mean? Right? The Chet Shal Mitzvah should be beautiful. That's the same type of Yidur Mitzvah. Removal of Titzin Shein Makvin Asamila is the same type of Yofi or Noi of Chet Shal Mitzvah. Is that really true? What's another option? So there are cases where clearly there's a halacha of Yidur Mitzvah not to be understood in terms of Chetzin. We discussed recently in the Shiran Tefillah, Omachlokes, Rashi tells us the Rambam of Shomea Ka'one. To what extent does Shomea Ka'one have a Torah's Dibur? To what extent is it not? The Sugim Brachas Chafalov, the Sugim Daf Lamed Ches, a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the Tzibur comes to Kadosh Kedusha, what do you do? So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush, that even though you're right, Shomea Ka'one, nonetheless, Tosfos says that it's preferable to have Aniyah Mamish, not to rely on Shomea Ka'one. That's what Tosfos writes in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Even though it's true, there's a device, there's a vehicle of Yidur Mitzvah, but Aniyah Mamish is Adif Tvei. Okay. Adif Tvei. Why is that true? So the Lashon of Tosfos is very striking. Tosfos writes again, Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, De'ika Yidur Mitzvah Tvei. Yidur Mitzvah. That sounds unusual. Tosfos says that one of the kiyumim of Yidur Mitzvah is Aniyah as opposed to Shemiyah. When Tosfos presents this in Sugya Daf Lamed Ches, Tosfos writes the same Chiddush but a different term. Tosfos says that Aniyah is considered to be Mitzvah Namuvchar. That I understand. But it's interesting that Tosfos uses that language of Yidur Mitzvah. In what sense is it considered to be Yidur Mitzvah? Obviously, this is not Yidur Mitzvah in terms of Chefzu Shal Mitzvah. This is Yidur Mitzvah in terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah. Even though at times one could be Yotzei in this fashion, being Yotzei in an enhanced, an embellished fashion, that is Zekeh Maveyu, that's Yidur Mitzvah. So Tosa says, your truth's true, that one is Yotzei because there's an acknowledged vehicle of Yidur Mitzvah. However, Aniyah Mamish, Ika Yidur Mitzvah Tvei. That's Yidur Mitzvah in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, Maisa HaMitzvah. Fulfilling the mitzvah b'shlimusa. Nothing to do with the case of shofar nor lulavna. It's interesting chiddush. See, maybe one could suggest the same thing is true when it comes to tzitzin shein menachin asamila. How is that Yidur Mitzvah? Chefter shel mitzvah. The chefter shel mitzvah has to be beautiful, and therefore, just as you have a beautiful lulav, have a beautiful bris milah. And beautiful bris milah means that nisgalsa kol ha'atara. Is that true? So here, again, Rav Asher Weiss suggested the following chiddush. This is found in the Minchas Asher in Parshas B'Shalach, it's found in the Minchas Asher in Siman Lamed Beis of Shabbos, and also in Siman Peites of Shabbos. All these pieces, if you call them together. Once you see this Chiddush of Tosfos, you'll see more Marmakomos, that there's a concept of Yidur Mitzvah in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, Maisa HaMitzvah. Shomea Ka'one just is being one model, that even though there's a device, there's a vehicle that the Torah recognizes, but fulfillment of the mitzvah, right, B'Pashtus HaInyanam, not reliance on, right, a kunz, a vehicle, a tatzdike, but doing so in the most complete way, that's Yidur Mitzvah. So true, the Torah has a vehicle of Shomea Ka'one, but Yidur Mitzvah, Tosa says, is not reliance on that vehicle, but rather, Aniyah Mamish. A person is obligated to recite a bracha, a person is obligated to make Kiddush. Tier 1 is recite. Tier 2 is, the Torah sometimes loves a vehicle. Maybe you could argue the same thing is true when it comes to Tzitzin Makvin and Ein Makvin. The Torah has a principle of Acherab Matos, of Rubo Kikulo. So if you'll ask me, is this a Mila Kshera if Rov Orla is removed? The answer is yes. There's a halach of Ruba Kekulam. But the Hidur mitzvah is not reliance on the Ruba Kekulam. Just as, for example, Tosfos and Rishonim write when it comes to Dalet Kosos. If you drink Rov Kosir Yotze, but Lechachila to drink Kol Kos. It's true, Ruba Kekulam. But not to rely on that device, on that vehicle. I'll give you another example. The Torah recognizes shlichus. Sometimes it's possible, that this requires a separate shiur, when and how, right, to fulfill a mitzvah ayyadei shliach. But the Gemara certainly has a concept of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. That's a chiddush, putting together these three concepts. Now, what is Shomei Kohen and what is mitzvah yosef b'shlucho and what is rubik, what they all have in common? These are vehicles that one can be yotze, even if one does not perform the mitzvah in its simple entirety. Rov, right, or Shomei Ka'ona, right, or Al Yedei Shliach. But maybe that's exactly the chiddush of the Hidra mitzvah. To fulfill the mitzvah b'shlemusa without reliance on Ruba Kekulo, Shomei Ka'ona, the parsha of shlichus, that's considered part of Hidra mitzvah. Just to jump way ahead for a minute, but we'll have to see how exact this model is. What's the Iker Mitzvah? The Ner Yishuveso, and what's Mahadra, Ner Lechalecha Ve'echa? Maybe one possible understanding is exactly that point. Good, Mikar Hadin, I can discharge my obligation through others. Ner Yishuveso. But just as Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho, so therefore, and that is a concept of a Hidra Mitzvah, so who as well? Mahadrin is Nelachalecha Viechad. Now the Rama writes that means don't rely on his hadlaka like yourself. Maybe that's related to this whole issue. The same difference is found in Shchita, but here with a marked distinction. When it comes to Shchita, one is obligated to sever the Karan of Eshes, to have a Shchita Kshera. There also, minimally, Rov is necessary. Rov of the Karan, Rov of the Veshes. Ruba Kekulo. Lechadchila, though, one should be Shochet Kol HaKana, Kol HaVeshes. Just the following ha'ara, though. If you look in the Ran in Chulin of Chav Zayin, Beis Yosef in Yerodeyan, Simin Chav Aleph, there they raise this issue. If Rubo Kikulo, why is it necessary to be Shochet Kol HaSimin? And the Ran, Beis Yosef quotes this teretz, gives a very different reason. There, the Ran writes the following: the Chayshinan Shema lo yachtoch elamiyut simanim. Because if you're going to rely on Rov, so that there you know all you have to do is Rov, we're afraid that you may not even do Rov. So therefore, lechadchila one should be shochet kol hasimin to ensure that you have Rov. Because if all you're trying for is Rov, you may fall short of the mark. That doesn't sound like what we're suggesting, no? But one could obviously distinguish. As we're suggesting, but no, forget about as Chayshin and Shema. The concept of the Idar Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Namubchar, the Mitzvah B'Shlemusa, is cold. But again, bear in mind the following. The Ran makes the suggestion in the context of Shchita. We've discussed earlier, for example, the Tosfos and Shuas and Dav Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, that Shchita is not a mitzvah. Tosa says shchita is a matir. You need a ma'aseh shchita to be matir in Isser Eber Menachai, to be matir in Isser of Eino Zavuach, to see to it that there is no chalos nevela. Shchita is a matir. With that in mind, you understand very well what's troubling the Ran. Even if you'll tell me that as a mitzvah muchar kulo and not rubo, mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, bris milah. So the Ran does not say remove all of the orla because maybe if you're trying only for rov, you won't even make rov. That would be a steer to what we're suggesting. In a mitzvah, that's true, that's the hider mitzvah. But if something is a matir, you want to see to it that the Yisrei Menachai is paka, that there's no Yisrei Nezavucha, there's no Yisrei Nevela. And the Torah says, as long as there's Rov, there's no Yisrei Menachai, there's no Yisrei Nevela, there's no Yisrei Nezavuch, that's it, no, that's good. That's why the Ran writes, the need for kol as opposed to Rov in Shchita is because of Chayshina. But the Ran wouldn't necessarily say that's true when it comes to Bris Mila. In Bris Mila, the need for Kol Arla is only because of Hashina. No, that's the mitzvah Mukhar. That's the concept of a Hidra mitzvah. It's just in Chiddush. We once discussed before the Tosus and the Reina Maseches Nida. No, that when it comes to a Machshir Mitahir, there's only Chetchila B'dieved. Tosas raised the issue, how come when a person's told a mikveh you don't have to have all the water rush into your mouth? Right? But Tosas, what do you mean? The purpose is to accomplish Tara. So if it accomplishes Tara, that's sufficient. Right? The purpose of the Shechita is Lahatir. And Rov is Matir. It's good enough. And therefore the reason for Kol must be because of something else. Because of Cheshinah. So this is a very different type of Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah not in terms of Chefzeh, Hidra Mitzvah in terms of Maisah HaMitzvah. If you look, for example, at Rashi and the Rashbam in the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim, you know this Rashi and Rashbam, you know, on the Tzadik Tesamad Beis. Here the Gemara tells us that a person should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach, a person should not be kobeya suda on Erev Pesach. What's wrong with that? Because the Gemara says, after all, Kadesh Yochal, Matzah the Teyavo. Right? We want the mitzvah matzah to be fulfilled, the Teyavo. So a person is going to stuff himself, right, on Erev Pesach. A person is going to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. So both Rashi and the Rashbam, and that daf, Tzadik Tesamad Beis, right, what is that notion? That the mitzvah matzah should be the Teyavo? Rashi and Rashbam write, Mishum Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah. It's also a great Chiddush. But Chefza? That's not Chefza at all. We're not talking about what type of matzah you should use. Right? Eating it, fulfilling the matzah with the sense of passion and islavos, enthusiasm, with zest. That's Hidra Mitzvah. This is all Hidra Mitzvah in terms of Gavra, not in terms of Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Chefza Shal Mitzvah is exactly the same. The kiyum ha-mitzvah should be both in hamahudah. Right, that means kol and not rov. Right, and that means l'teyavo. The Bir Halacha, in the name of the Prima Gadim, suggests the following chiddush, very important chiddush l'halacha. The Bir Halacha is found in Taf Reish Nun Vav. The Gemara Bava Kama of Tesamad Beis raises the issue of Hidra Mitzvah Adshlish. Hidra Mitzvah is Adshlish. Let's assume you could be able to say the mitzvah if X amount of money is spent. But there's an obligation of Hidra Mitzvah. How much is one expected to spend for the purpose of Hidra Mitzvah? The Gemara says Adshlish. The Gemara has a suffix whether that Shlish, one third is Milagav or Milabar. Let's say that for $6, right, I could be Makayim the Mitzvah. But I have an opportunity to do so in a more beautiful fashion, right? But it will cost me more. So if it's within that window of shlish, that's sufficient. Safek in the Gemara. What is six and a shlish? Now, is that eight or is that nine? That's what the Gemara calls me the gav, umi the bar. Do you assume that 1/3 of 6 is 2 and therefore it's 8? Or do you assume, no, everything is milabar? No, it means out of the total money that I'm going to shell out, $9, how do you break down that 9? Well, 2/3 of it was the Iker Mitzvah. I needed that for the Iker Mitzvah, 6. And 1/3 is for the Hidr Mitzvah. No? That's the Gemara Suffolk, whether Hidr Mitzvah is Milagav or whether it's Milabar. It's an important Kiddush, no? Throughout the Torah, we find the concept of Chomesh, right? The Chomesh is 25%, using our terminology. It means if the Karen is $100, you have to add an extra $25. Now that's Milabar. It means the payment of 125, right, is 4/5 Karen and 1/5 Chomesh. Right? So whenever you find Chomesh in the Torah, it doesn't mean 20%. It means what we call 25%. No, it's all Milabar. The Gemara raises this issue when it comes to Hidr Mitzvah, Milagav Milabar. It's an important issue. How do you paskin in the suffix of Hidr Mitzvah? The Gemara doesn't come to Maskana. Right? That might depend on something we'll have to discuss with the Hidr Mitzvah's Daraisa Drabbanon. No? Very unclear. Machlokas Rishonim. Whether Hidr Mitzvah's Daraisa Drabbanon. How do you paskin in the suffix in Hidr Mitzvah? Right? Is it 8 or is it 9? It also is Machlokas Rishonim. How to paskin? So the Bir Halacha writes a fascinating chiddush in Tav Reish Nun Vav. The Mishnah Berurah writes the name of the Prima Gadim, the following chiddush. Again, here it requires a shikla das in application. Exactly what do we mean? But the following. Let's assume I can perform a mitzvah and I'm yotzei. But I can also perform mitzvah in biyotzei l'chol hadeos. L'chol hadeos. Yitziasi dechov l'chol hadeos. Technically speaking, you paskin this way. But if you perform the mitzvah in that fashion, you're yotzei l'chol hadeos. Mishnah Berurah, the name of Prima Gadim, assumes the following chiddush beautiful. Yitziasi dechov l'chol hadeos is hidur mitzvah. Not chefza, in terms of kiyam ha-mitzvah. Technically, passing like shita A. But if you can perform the mitzvah to fulfill the chiyuv for A, B, C, that's hidur mitzvah. And the Prima Gadim, Bir Halacha, the following chiddush, how much do I have to spend to be yotzei l'chol hadeos? So guess what? Achlish. That's a very great chiddush. Now, the Gemara that writes Hidra Mitzvah Ad Shlish can be applied even to Yitzia Sidechov L'chol Hadeos. That's called Hidra Mitzvah. So let's assume, for example, I want to, right, a Chumra, right, have this type of tefillin, this type of tzitzis, this type of lulav. Of course, the other one is kosher, but this is L'chol Hadeos. So that's called the Hidra Mitzvah. And the cap will be Ad Shlish. You don't have to spend five times as much in order to get that lulav. Right, in order to get that pair of tefillin. But that's interesting chiddush here as well. This is not hidur mitzvah in terms of cheftusha mitzvah. This is not hidur mitzvah in terms of common sense terms, beauty, noi, or yafi. This is hidur mitzvah in terms of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. A mitzvah bishlimusa. Now, like mitzvah b'yorsa bishlucho. Like aniyah as opposed to shemeh ha-koneh. To be yotzi l'chol hadeos, hidur mitzvah in terms of maisa mitzvah, kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the Bach, for example, gives this following chiddush in Hilchos Shofar. The Bach writes that the mitzvah l'chadchil, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, is to use a shofar shel ayil, keneged HaKeres Yitzchak. So the Bach writes, one should be mahadir ad shlish, to use a shofar shel ayil. So if a shofar shal is five times as much, you can use a different type of shofar. But ad shlish, that's that type of hidur mitzvah, the Prima Gadim. The Chok Yaakov writes Nechus Pesach, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, in Taf Ayin Gimel. There are many different minei maror. But the Gemara writes, Mesachim Daf Lamites, Mitzvah B'chazeres. So the Chok Yaakov writes, Tzarech L'hosif, Ad Shlish. You're yotzi with many different types, but the Gemara has a preference. So that preference is a Hidur Mitzvah. And that's considered to be governed by Ad Shlish. These are all examples of a kiyum hamitzvah b'shleimusa of hidra mitzvah. Chazeres or ayel or yitzias riachov l'chol hadeos. Not the straight sugya in Shabbos, Nafkuf Lamed Gimel, that the chefter shal mitzvah in common sense terms simply should be, right, an object of beauty. Even the sugya in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, lulav tzarech eger, you have to bind lulav together with hadasim and aravos. No, on what basis? So Rabbi Yehuda has a gzera shava, mamash adin daraisa likuva. Agudas Ezo, Zereshava. That's not true according to the Chachamim. Lulav Tzarech Eger, is it in the Chathila? Why? Zekeli van Beyu. It's in the Chathila. And that Sugyan, Sugyan Aleph, you'll find the Machlokas, the Raiv and the Ritva. As to whether this is a Dindar Ais or a Dindar Rabbanon. This halacha lechachila of Lulav Tzarech Eger. The Ravid writes in Sukkah Yilaf is a Dindar Raisa, the Ritva writes a Dindar Rabbanon. What type of halach is that? Lulav Tzarech Eger. Maybe one could argue, Heftzen. No, that's the Sukkah in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. Lulavna, Sukkana. Part of Lulavna is Lulav Tzarech Eger. Maybe that's part of the Chefs of Lulavna. Maybe one could argue that's not true at all. That's not Lulavna. Lulavna means the perception should be this is a beautiful Lulav. Tzarech Eger, the Eger is part of that Kiyum of Noi, meaning beauty. Yofi Noi? Is that really true? You know, there are halachos of that kesher. Now, the Mechaber writes, for example, in Chazulav, in Tav Reish and Aleph, that the type of eged, well, this will be very important for sugyas on later, has to be a kesher shal kayam on Shabbos. No, lulav tzarech eged. Kesher al gabi kesher, not just simply an aniva. That is not as understandable in terms of noy or yofi. Right? You look at the lulav. That's a beautiful eged, because Milchus Shabbos, right, one will be chayyeh for that. But no, if you're telling me it's halacha in kiyum hamitzvah, the mais netila, what does that mean? Kiyum hamitzvah, mais netila. For example, the Abdenezer writes, in Siman Tav Lamed Gimel Varachayim, the halacha of Lulav Tzarech Eger is part of lekicha tama. The pasuk says, lekachtem. That means lekicha tama. The act of taking must be that which is complete. So maybe Lulav Tzarech Eger is not the Lach in Chevtza. That's part of the Mais in Atila. Even though you could take them loosely, or even though, according to the Rambam Shittik, Mamish take them Bazeh Chazeh. You can take the Lulav and put it down, take the Esrog and put it down. But the preferred method of Lekicha is to take all of the Dalet Minim. Right, biyachad. Biyachad means, right, lulav hadasarava. Agudim biyachad. That's a very different understanding of lulav tzarech eged. Not in terms of chefzer shal mitzvah. Maybe in terms of maisa lekicha, lekicha tama. This is what we'll have to discuss. We'll continue with the Rambams. When the Rambam quotes Hidra Mitzvah, when the Rambam does not. And then what about Mahajim when it comes to Ner Chanukah? That's Halach and Chefza. That's also unusual. Because whenever we speak about Chefza, what do we mean? Osaha Chefza, no? Here, that's not what Mahajim, Mahajim, and Mahajim mean. Right? If I were to tell you, have a beautiful candle, that sounds like Sukkana, Lulavna, Shofarna. No? Here, that's not what I'm saying. The Gemara doesn't require the beautiful candle Batoras Mahadimana Mandrajan. Here, right, an additional number of candles. That's interesting in Kiddush as well. Maybe that's a very different form of just the standard halacha of Hidra Mitzvah Bechetzi. No? Where do you see that it's sufficient to have one lulav? Hidra Mitzvah, take two. Take two esrogim, two lulavim. There the heater also means that which you take, which is sufficient for the Ikar mitzvah, if that same object will be beautified, that's heater mitzvah. Here this is also a different form of heater. Right? Ribui neiros, tosefes or. Right? Maybe that's the concept of heater mitzvah, not in the same sense of chefza, but rather heater mitzvah in terms of a maisa mitzvah, not just simply in terms of chefza shel mitzvah. Then we'll have to see, can one equate the Hidr Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah to the Hidr Mitzvah, which is B'chol HaTorah Kula? So take a look at the sugi here, the Mahadran, take a look at Tosus. The Rambam's in Perek Dada Fuchos Chanukah, the Rambam's in Perek Dada Fuchos Mila. We'll have to discuss the relationship of that sugya, Kuflam and Gimel and Shabbos, with this halach and of Chafala from Abayis, the different levels of Mahadran and Mahadran in the Mahadran. That's Meretz Hashem tomorrow. It's tight because
you're good to be home.
Yeah, I'll be
home.
Dinner at home.
Yeah, you can be home for a while. You'll be home for a few hours.
I'll be home for the other thing now.
I think you can still let it home if it's your home. If you'll be at a friend's house, then not to do so. If you're at home, I think that's right. You can check with others as well. Make sure that they assume it. But I think if it's at home, I think that's right. Okay. Yeah, Omer Tashem. So, Omer Tashem, we have a chagiga tonight, right? Okay, so. I'll be here around 9:15, 9:30. Is that okay? So, well, if you can be there, that'll be very, very good.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that.